you're doing this program about human trafficking. Kind of give me a little bit of an overview on this.
Sure. Well, we're highlighting an issue that we face every day in Iowa, and that's human trafficking. Saturday is going to be World Day Against Human Trafficking here in Iowa and across the world, frankly. And I'm pleased to have a great team here who works on this issue every day, the Iowa Department of Public Safety and the Department of Public Safety as well. And it ties into a program we launched, Iowa Businesses Against Trafficking, back in January, in an effort to encourage businesses to learn more about human trafficking and then to do something about it. And we've seen over 500 businesses join us in that particular endeavor. But I just think it's a common goal. Eliminating human trafficking in Iowa is something we all should fight for, and it requires a team effort. And as I said, I'm grateful to be working with the Department of Public Safety and the Department of Transportation to combat this horrific crime. But it's a tough one. We need your help. It's kind of a neighborhood watch situation. We need you to be looking around, and if you see unusual activity, I think it's something that needs attention, we want you to feel comfortable in calling the StopHTIowa.org is a website, but you can call a toll number, free number, 888-373-7888, or if it's something that's happening right now, 911. We want to stop this right now in its tracks, and it's just one of those issues that most people don't talk about because it's kind of hidden behind doors, if you will, and they think of it as only a massage parlors or things like that. It's much more than that. These people are preying on our young people and people of all ages and colors. So I think we need to work together on it.
Tell me, how can people learn to spot the sex trafficking? Where do they go to get training for this?
Well, we can start right with our ibat.iowa.gov website, I-B-A-T. .iowa.gov. There you'll find we have a list of resources there, coalitions that we work with in the state of Iowa. We have tips on some of the things you can watch for and look for. It's you know, if you're seeing someone who's being manipulated or dominated in such a fashion that it looks very uncomfortable, I think that's a good sign that they're not doing things under their own will. And there are other little tips they'll give you as well. And again, they prey on people at the most vulnerable times. And many of these young people are in tough home situations, and they slip between the cracks. In fact, that's really what it's about. These are people who are falling into a situation that truly is slipping into the cracks and not being helped as much as we'd like to. So we need the public's help.
Now, there is a program called Truckers Against Trafficking. I don't know who would want to answer this, but
I'm going to let Chris Callow, Joe Nichols.
Sergeant Nichols with Iowa DOT, correct. So back in the fall of 2013, we partnered with Truckers Against Trafficking to put that message out. You asked about education. They have a 26-minute video on YouTube. It's geared towards the commercial truck driver, but it could be used for anyone. You can watch that and recognize or learn the red flags, what to look for, I guess, for human trafficking.
Are we seeing avenues like interstates or small towns where this trafficking is taking place predominantly?
Well, like any type of crime, it requires transportation from place to place to get that victim to the buyer. And that's where at a conference, then the chief of the DOT, Dave Lorenzen, had met with this group, TAT, Truckers Against Trafficking. It just seemed a good fit. The truck drivers are really the eyes and ears of the road. They see more than law enforcement, and they know what's normal in their area and what's not. And to train them and get those reports cycled through.
And the people would just contact the state patrol, or they contact their local law enforcement or 911 and say, hey, look, I think I may see something going on here. What do they give the officer? What do they let them know that they're seeing potentially something happening?
So it's a really good example in the training video where a truck driver came into a truck stop and saw what he believed were two very young girls, which they were. They're 14 and 15 years old. They were working a truck stop. He called in, so there's some pretty young girls out here, and police were able to come out and investigate that, and out of that netted several arrests, and a multi-state sex trafficking ring was taken down.
And I'll mention, we have Chris Callaway from the Department of Public Safety, and I'll let him comment further, but we really need these leads, and that's part of what Chris and his people are doing, is trying to collate and get that there so that they can get it in the right hands. And Chris, you can comment on that.
Yeah, we appreciate Secretary of State Pate's initiatives to just bring awareness to the business community and the DOT's awareness campaign for the transportation industry. The next step is once human trafficking is suspected or recognized is to report it. An immediate concern for safety of somebody, call 911. Most people in small town Iowa know the non-emergency number to the police department or sheriff's department. That number can be called as well. And if it's just something that you don't want to talk to anybody about, but you can go to our website, stophtiowa.org, and there's a button you just click on, and you can type in your tip. That's going to law enforcement. That's going to the Department of Public Safety, and we will see that your tip gets passed on to the people that need to look into it.
Now, to be clear, gentlemen, it's not just young girls that we're seeing, but also boys are involved in this as well, too, right?
Sadly, it is an equal opportunity crime. They are going after young boys and girls, and they said before, this is a tough one because these operators utilize social media to hide from law enforcement, and it makes it extremely challenging, and that's why Chris is asking for the public's help for these tips, because they're so mobile, and as we've worked with the lodging industry to help on that side, these operators have had to change their ways to avoid law enforcement. So we really do need those kind of tips to be able to track them down, and that's why we partner with businesses. We've got people like Casey's and other stores or other businesses who are putting literally little stickers up in the bathrooms with these with the hotline numbers, telling these victims if they need the help, call this number, and we'll try to assist them through that means. But again, this is a very underreported, very under the radar type of a crime, but it is definitely a crime. It is a form of slavery, and I think Iowans recognize that, and we want to charge them to help us out in getting this thing eliminated.
Given current circumstances, are we seeing this now on the increase in the state?
AJ, a lot of that depends on the reporting. So the goal is increased awareness will lead to increased reporting. Statistically speaking, the reports since 2017, since the Iowa Office to Combat Human Trafficking has been keeping those statistics, have been fairly stable. So we're hoping with more awareness, more tips, more solutions to the problem.
The tougher we are on it, I think, AJ, the most likely they're going to want to come to our state to operate. But what we see is when we have significant entertainment events, and whether it be sporting or other, this brings out the worst sometimes, too, in this kind of a crime. They will come into the cities particularly and operate. So, again, that's where we need the public's help with having their eyes and ears out there. When a community, I'll just example, whether it be Ames or Des Moines or Iowa City, is dealing with these large sporting venues, they're dealing with the crowd control and other normal crime things that might be happening for public safety. And this one slips right under the radars too often. And again, if you're out there and you see it, clearly we'd like your help.
So it can happen anywhere, anytime. We just need to be vigilant and let people know, let law enforcement know what you see out in front of you.
Most certainly, but I want to go challenge our rural communities, because these operators are getting smarter. They don't want to be in Des Moines. They don't want to be in Cedar Rapids. They will go to the smaller communities, and through social media, they just invite the client to that town. Hoping that because it's a small town, they don't have as large a law enforcement operation and they won't be found. Where there's a road or a highway, they can operate. And that's part of what the DOT deals with and the truckers we invite to be part of our eyes and ears. But I from my own personal observations and what I'm hearing, they're hanging out in the rural areas more.
So businesses in this area should be on the lookout for things like this. People in general should be on the lookout for this and just be aware that something like this is now or could be happening in the area.
Yes, we ask them to be more aware and to join by learning more about it. As I've said, they can go to the ibat.iowa.gov website to learn more. So they can be more informed. If they see something, go to the stophtiowa.org or the toll-free number 888-373-7888. We appreciate their help, and that's what we're going to be doing Saturday, is putting this word out across the world.
One last question having to do with, let's say you're a business owner, you see something like this happening inside your store. You see maybe these young girls, they or boys, and something looks terribly suspicious. Should you get involved in maybe keeping the people there in the store, or what should you do? Should you stay away? What should you do as a person if you're spotting this in front of you?
Dial 911. You want law enforcement there. Most certainly do.
So stay out of the situation and contact law enforcement as quickly as possible.
Yes, and it's as much information that you can provide to law enforcement, the more helpful it will be.
Okay, that's a huge thing there, I would assume.
That's right. Thank you, AJ.
Thank you much. Appreciate it, guys. We'll talk with you soon.
Okay. All right, bye.
Bye.